listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Oh my goodness, well, we had that debate. I watched it. Not all of it, I got to say, but I watched it. And to be honest, I thought Joe Biden did better than I had imagined. I mean, he did number some points that he made, and he did get some things out that were coherent. I didn't think he could even begin to do it. Couple of points, though. Number one, does his wife, is she the worst wife in the history of the world? I mean, I remember reading as a kid at school, we did Macbeth. Man, I thought that Lady Macbeth is a piece of work. What a piece of work she was. Getting her husband to kill herself, not able to do it for her ambition and his ambition. And then when things went south, she just topped herself and left him to do the consequences, to see the consequences. But what about Joe Biden? How could you? Your husband, he's not with it. He's old. He's frail. The poor man is suffering dementia. And you're presenting him as the president of the United States? That is bad enough. But you're saying he can do it for another 4 years? What wife would do that? Wouldn't a wife say, Joe, you've done enough. Let you and I just spend some good times together. Nope. She wants more. Ah, I can't get my head around it. Is it sort of political ambition for what she thinks those around Joe Biden and her can achieve while he's a president in name only? Or does she just like it? Because I can't see the logic of it. But here's the other thing about that debate. I was shocked that the media were shocked. Because I don't follow politics much and American politics much. But I could see that Joe Biden was in trouble at the last election in 2020. He wasn't with it. And there's been a lot of clips going around on X. Clearly he wasn't with it. The poor man is not up to the job. It was evident. And these American journalists, and it feeds down to here, they were just propagandists for him and the Democrat Party. Oh, no, Joe's fine. And if you looked at the poor man and said, I don't think he is, it was like you were somehow being nasty. No, the nasty ones are the ones that have been saying he'd be president. But then they were all shocked. Was that an act? Like, how could they be shocked? I was shocked he did so well, given what I'd seen of him. And I'm at a distance who doesn't follow it. These journalists, these insiders, oh, he did so badly. His public performances have been bad for a long, long time. And some of the spin that's going on this, I saw a commentator say, oh, look, this is on MSNBC. Look, he said, being a president is all about making decisions. And Joe Biden's very good at making decisions. Excellent at making decisions. Campaigning is all about communicating. Well, Joe Biden's not so good at that. But that's campaigning, not being president. Well, I don't know what you think, but the poor fellow that I saw in that debate, he wouldn't be too good at making decisions either. It's incredibly sad. It's incredibly sad for Joe Biden that he finds himself surrounded by people who clearly don't have his best interests at heart, but their own vaulting ambition, and I include his wife, his family. And it's incredibly sad for the United States of America, because that is humiliating. Great power in the world to be led by a frail, demented man. Not a tin pot dictator who's been there for 50 years. No, a guy that was elected to office. Well, they say he was elected. I've got questions about that too. But anyway, that's another topic. And it's sad for the world because when that president falters, America falters. And when America falters, the world falters. Because right now, things are tense in various places of the world. And we need a president that's up for it. Joe Biden hasn't been that way, whether you're Democrat or Republican, left or right, whatever your politics. This man was past it before 2020. And it just shows you the state of journalism in the United States and all around the world that just covered it up, hid it, wouldn't talk about it. They treat us with contempt, the journalists and the government. And they treat us with contempt in suggesting that Joe Biden could be president in 2020 or president in 2024. Utter contempt. Send me a text, 2057, email me inbox at roundlycheck.radio. You're on Real Talk with Rodney Hyde.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.